What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With AllTrails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We are the Morning Shift, and we are live from SEC Media Days at the College Football Hall of Fame. It's day three for us here. You've got Bo here. Abe is in for Mike today and all week. I'm Allie Mack, and this hour is brought to you by Zero Res. Book an appointment today with Zero Res, Atlanta's best carpet cleaning service. We were just checking out the Hank Aaron tribute that happened last night at Truist Park during the All-Star Game. Of course, we're going to talk about the four schools that are presenting today at SEC Media Days, but I didn't have a chance to see this way, Bo, because I was actually sitting where Hank Aaron hit that 715th home run, where they lit that part up in the field. I was there last night with Grant, and I did want to bring up a little side story about that, because I posted a photo on my Instagram at Allie Mack Radio if you want to see it, because you said yesterday, when I go to Truist for the All-Star game, I need to try some of the foods we've been talking about.
Yeah.
Because there was the Don't Call It Hotlanta chicken sandwich. There's the peach cobbler nachos. That's what they were offering up. Okay, I didn't realize this. Those were only offered at like one or two places at Truist, and there were kind of a few people there last night. Kind of a few.
So you're telling me you weren't willing to wait in line to sacrifice for this show after you had talked about these pieces of food. And now
I was told she was the queen of Atlanta baseball. I think she needs to be invested
in
baseball.
No. Hold on. First off, don't screw up the nicknames I've given her. She's the queen of tofu, the first lady of Atlanta baseball.
First lady of Atlanta
baseball. Get it right, Abraham.
Yeah. So both of those nicknames play into this, because you know what line didn't have a lot of people in?
The tofu line?
Oh, no.
It shouldn't even have that.
The line that had my fake Italian sausage.
Oh. I was wondering. You know what's funny is I saw that this morning that you had tagged me, and I reposted it on my Instagram.
Yeah.
And when you brought us back and you started talking about it, I was like, wait a minute. Like, that looked like some kind of, like, cheesesteak type sandwich. How did she eat that?
Exactly.
Did Grant eat it for her? Tell her. I was like, oh, it was good. Trust me.
What's so funny about that is, because I posted it on my Instagram, which I don't normally post pictures of food, but we had been talking about the tourist food all last week and throughout the weekend. I was like, sure, why not put it up there? My girlfriend texted me, and she was like, wait, are you eating meat right now? She thought it was real.
You know what's funny is your Instagram followers are going to probably see a change in what you're posting.
Yeah.
And they're probably going to be like, wait, what happened
to
this?
She's betrayed us.
Like, what happened to this girl? Like, I don't even know you anymore.
We've lost another one to the dark side.
Or you might lose a couple followers because of that. Like, I used to like this girl. She used to post about like country music artists, and now all of a sudden it's like food and sports.
Well, I mean, speaking of country artists, I mean, Kane Brown was there last night before the All-Star game, seeing George on My Mind. And then we had Zach Brown Band opening up with the national anthem. Like Abe, you were saying earlier today, it was just such a great showing for Truist last night at the All-Star game. One side effect I didn't realize was going to happen, in hindsight's 2020, is clearly if you're going to the All-Star game, you are a massive baseball fan. You might not know facts correctly, though. So all around us, we are hearing different little trivia pieces from other fans being said, and clearly my husband is...
Oh, no. Well, that's not true.
...a Braves insider, and he kind of files away lots of information about baseball, so I could just see him biting his tongue to turn around and correct. I feel like you two would be the same
This used
way.
To be a real problem for me when I would go to games in D.C., Nationals Park. With respect to our, or lack of respect to our NL East brethren, they've got to have one of the dumbest collective fan bases I've ever seen. And we would be on their metro, okay, because they have a functioning system, and we would be on the metro there. You could take it
Shots
to the games.
Fired.
The amount of just inaccuracies I would hear spouted out from people, like right after a game, it was wild.
Right, right.
And I had real problems, as I imagine. It pains him to be quiet, but you're not trying to get in fights on the metro.
Right.
So I had to, but it was like, oh, my God, no.
I know. Well, I was so proud of him. He did not speak up when we were hearing all the false narratives happening all around us. But we are live at SEC Media Days at the College Football Hall of Fame. There are four schools presenting today, Alabama, Mississippi State, Florida, and Oklahoma. Let's run through these and kind of what you guys are expecting to hear. Alabama, let's go with that one first.
Yeah, Bo, I mean, the fascinating thing, and it's something I want to ask Greg McElroy when we chat with him in a little bit. The decision not to bring a quarterback, not to bring Ty Simpson, are we looking too much into this? What does it really mean? I thought maybe it meant something that Georgia brought Gunnar Stockton. Alabama not doing the same thing. This is a team for Kalen DeBoer that's going to have a lot of things to prove. I think they got a great offense, a great group of skill players, especially on the outside with Bernard and Ryan Williams. It's puzzling that there's no quarterback here.
I would say that I'm not sure if they're 100% positive that Ty Simpson is going to be the quarterback. I mean, I think it's easy as that. You don't want to put him in a situation where he has to answer questions about if you believe he is a guy, you know, taking over for Jalen Milroe or the changes in the offense. And then there's not a lot of changes, really. It's still what Kalen DeBoer wants to run, but they're bringing back the OC who was with Michael Penix and DeBoer in Washington after his stint in the 1 year stint in Seattle in the NFL as an OC, which didn't really go his way. So I don't know, really looking at that. I'm interested in Kalen DeBoer's had a very good few months on the recruiting trail.
Okay, I was trying to figure out where you're headed with that.
But he didn't have a great. He had somewhat, I guess, disappointing first year. I get irritated when a guy takes over somewhere like that. And immediately, you know, Saban was there for how many years? He takes over for him, and it's this whole, well, he's not Saban, and he's not this, and he was the reason Milroe wasn't that and this. And I just think it's a bunch of nonsense. He's judged because he's not Saban, not of who he is and what he's done. And he's got a track record of what he did at Washington. This guy can coach. I know it was at Washington. You can say whatever you want. But I just don't think he's been given much of a chance.
All of that is a fair conversation.
But you're going to do the opposite.
No. I also think, though, this is a year where you start to have some real discussions if he misses the playoffs again. Not from me, but that fan base, which already wants to turn anyways.
I'm going to tell you something. Don't repeat history if you're an Alabama fan base, because Alabama did this crap.
This is the grass is greener conversation.
This is the crap they did in the 90s after Stallings. You know, Stallings wins a national title. He falters a little bit. I think if I can't remember too much about how he left, but I want to say he retired. And then you go through a plethora of coaches.
Head coaching wilderness, baby.
Mike Price, Mike DeBose, Mike Shula, a lot of Mikes in there. And they kind of – you know, they had to get Saban off of a stint in Miami that, you know, didn't go well with the Dolphins. Or not to say well, but didn't go the way he wanted it.
Well, let's move on to Mississippi State. What are you expecting to hear here?
Well, look, I think it's an upgrade in quarterback for them. Blake Chapin coming over from Baylor. But this is a team that was last place in the SEC. zero SEC wins. Now, they were more competitive at times while winning zero SEC games.
They got better, yeah.
Jeff Levy didn't walk into a great situation there to begin with. So we're going to be patient with them. I think, obviously, the goal for them is just to try and notch a couple wins in conference, maybe jump over Kentucky and where that program was last year, and hope to be where Vanderbilt is now in a couple of years.
Sure. When you have a guy like Mike Leach there, not everybody wants that. You kind of, and I know that he's been, this will be year three post Mike Leach, but remember, he passes away. They pull the interim in, completely just blow him out. It's a very unfair situation. And now I think it's kind of somewhat of an unfair situation for Jeff Levy. I mean, I think you got to give him a little bit of time to kind of create what he wants there. So,
yeah.
Not a lot. I mean, for me with Miss State, I think it's just where are they going now.
Well, and today, Bo, it is your day. Florida will also be presenting.
Yes, this is the most important year for Billy Napier because he was in. Look, last year was rough. You have the toughest schedule I've ever seen ever, especially the toughest November any team's ever played in college football history. Not the modern day, anyways. Not the days where it was just like Auburn and Notre Dame. I mean, Alabama and Army, Notre Dame, and those kind of teams. They're going at it, but they made leaps and bounds last year. They upset Ole Miss and LSU. Now they were both at home, but they missed Lagway for a game against Texas. They looked brutally bad, that there was no depth at quarterback. So Napier's also had a huge leap in recruiting, and these recruits got to come in and kind of help out day one. They have a loaded wide receiver room, and that's Napier's side of the ball. Napier's been the play caller, right? So what can if Lagway is healthy, what can they do? And this is a make-or-break year for Billy Napier, whether – you like it or whether he likes it or not, this is the year. He's got to win, I think, at least 9 games, maybe 10, but be in the playoff conversation in November.
And Oklahoma.
I got to be honest, and I've been hot takey about Oklahoma for a majority of this offseason. This is my big-time sleeper in the SEC. I don't think they're better than Texas or than Georgia. They bring in John Mateer. I think this is a guy that is, in my opinion, the second-best quarterback in the SEC behind Nussmeier. I think this is a guy that makes a serious run at the Heisman this year. They bring in Jaden Ott from Cal, a do-everything, all-purpose back. I think the offense is ready to roll. They got a pretty stout defense as well. I think this is a real jump forward for Venables this year.
Well, I think people forget year two was pretty good for them.
Yeah.
And then last year, the quarterback situation was kind of a mess. And he was another guy that when he got there, he had to remake that roster because that wasn't what they looked like in the trenches wasn't Brent Venables, like his, I don't know who you want to call it, his philosophy, but his style was, especially on defense. So he had to kind of redo a roster, and you hope you've got the right quarterback now.
Well, it certainly will get interesting to hear from these schools today. We can literally turn around and see everyone talking on the stage. That's where we're seated right now at the College Football Hall of Fame. But coming up, we're going to welcome in our neighbor here at SEC Media Days. Matt Flynn has been to our left the last few days, LSU MVP
Scott,
quarterback.
This guy's more particular about hats than I am.
We will get into that. He is former NFL quarterback. We'll talk to him next. It's the Morning Shift live from SEC Media Days from the College Football Hall of Fame on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and
the Odyssey app.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We are the Morning Shift. We are live from SEC Media Days at the College Football Hall of Fame with Bo. Abe is in for Mike Johnson today. Mike Johnson's going to kick himself after this segment for not being here today. I'm Allie Mack, and Dylan is in the air back at the station. Sitting down with us momentarily is Matt Flynn, former NFL and LSU quarterback, championship quarterback. Abe, the rest of the day we've got a lot going on. What are you kind of looking forward to getting into today?
I don't even know. It's weird. Yesterday felt like such a big show with Arch Madness and then obviously Kirby coming through. And so I think today is like super quiet. I know Bo is super high on Florida. I'm super high on and then obviously you have Kalen DeBoer coming through as well. So today is a fascinating day for the teams being represented. And I think the media is going to kind of get after Kalen a little bit. I'm excited for that.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't need to worry about Kalen DeBoer right now because we have a two-time, now one starting, but two-time national champion quarterback. And I'm pretty sure he's got a Super Bowl ring in his closet somewhere as well, maybe. Maybe one or two of those as well. Matt Flynn, former Packer, Seahawk, and LSU quarterback, joining us here on the Morning Shift right now live from SEC Media Days. And right off the bat, I'm going to come after you.
Let's go.
Because I have a bad reputation on this show about being picky with my hats. And okay. I think it was Monday, I look over and I'm like, I didn't even really – I just saw you show up. And I'm like, this dude over here is going through like six hats. He's got all these hats in a box. And he's just going through them randomly. You're very particular about your hats, and it's your own brand too.
I know, yeah. So I have this weird shaped head, and it's a big head and a deep head, but it's like oval. It's not really round. So I've always been real picky about hats. So this is my company I have. So I brought some hats just to give to whoever wanted a hat. And finally, last time I ordered them, I ordered a different model, so it didn't feel right. And I was trying to go through all of them, make sure they were all the new one. I was trying to find like one of my older hats. That's what I was doing. So yeah, very picky. I was one of those guys when we started training camp every single year that had like training camp forehead where I had this huge red dot. Yeah. It would like rub the skin off the front of my head. And cause I don't know, the equipment guys always wanted me to break in like a new front pad of my helmet like every single year. I was like, can I just use the same helmet I used last year? Like that one was good. My head didn't change. But yeah, We finally found some hats that work, and you said yourself you're picky as well. So.
Yeah, very picky, very picky. Yeah. You actually made me feel good about myself.
Okay, good.
I mean, it was kind of cool. Look, I know we'll talk about maybe a little bit of Brian Kelly and stuff. I'm sure Abe has a question or
two. I do. Lots of football from me.
But I want to talk about, as a player when your time at LSU, because you're one of the few guys that got to experience Saban – for a couple of years in that 2000, I think 2003 was your first year there.
2003, my first year there, recruited by him and Jimbo Fisher. So yeah, that my first year, I was a very vital role to that 2003 national championship. I was the decoy signaler during the game on the sideline. So There was only two of us out there, so I was the decoy guy. I had to be really good, had to practice those fake signals. So, yeah, very vital.
But how different was going from Saban to Les Miles? Because, I mean, they're just completely different in the personalities that the media and the fans got to see when they would come speak to everybody.
Yeah, it was, it's pretty. It's
Sports Radio 99 The Game, live from SEC Media Days. This is the morning shift. We went out. Everyone lost
just
everything in
here.
And we were just talking to Matt, like we were. Matt Flynn is joining us, a former LSU quarterback, two-time national champion, and Green Bay Packers, Seattle Seahawks. We were talking to Matt because Allie had her phone recording. So we just kept going.
Man, those answers are sweet too.
I know you were doing really good. I'm helping Garrett fix some stuff, and I'm the one that was like, if you don't get me Matt Flynn or Jacob Hester one, I'm gonna be pissed because these guys literally ruined one of my fun nights out in college in 2007 with the. And I was telling Matt this during the break. With the let's go for fourth down against Florida every night, the cell phone game.
It's really his fault. He's over there looking smiling.
Hold on a second. I blame you, too, because you handed him the ball.
Yep.
All right?
Yep.
You allowed him to do that. What was that atmosphere like? Because
Jake, these guys are from Atlanta. They're Florida fans.
Yeah. Hey, you know what? All right, we'll take care of you tomorrow. How about that? You come on tomorrow, we go to you. But what was that atmosphere like in that game? Because just Death Valley as a whole, that is absolutely got to be the loudest environment you guys ever played in. Even just standing on the sidelines when the opposing team was on the field, right?
Yeah, that was probably one of the loudest I've ever heard it. I think. I've been in that stadium for some really loud games, and that was probably two of them were that season. Certainly a couple years ago we played Alabama was one of them. But, man, it was an intense environment to say the least. Like I think they called us the heart attack kids that year just because, like, every game that we played, it came down to the wire.
Except for the national title game.
Except for the national title. That one was kind of a walk in the park a little bit. But every single week, it didn't matter who the opponent was. It didn't matter, like, what the record was. Like, we just played tight games. I don't know. And they said, I don't know if this is true. And, like, all respect when I say all this. But, like, they told us after the game that in the fourth quarter of the Florida game, five people had a heart attack in the stadium.
Jeez.
So, like, there's some intense.
That sounds like some of the nonsensical promotion from, like, a Hitchcock film where they're like, if you have this or that, you can't enter the theater. If you're not there before the start of the show, then you don't know. I think that now. I'm not buying that.
You don't believe it? You're not buying
it? No, I
don't.
He's the pessimist realist, right? I'm the optimist realist.
They may have been dehydrated and had a heat stroke. That's the difference.
They were lubricated well.
Yeah, that's
the game,
what I'm talking
right?
about.
Dude,
well, I don't. I mean, I, that
Saint
place
sent your mama's heart attack. Well, you know what I mean?
I mean that Arkansas game that year.
Yeah,
that's the Darren McFadden. Like, was it like how many overtimes did that game
go? That was triple overtime. We lost the two games we lost that season were triple overtime. One to Kentucky, and then one on Senior Day in Tiger Stadium. That was Darren McFadden, Felix Jones, Peyton Hillis. They all had over 100 yards rushing. I mean, they were. Wow, we couldn't stop him, man. It was a good. Well, it was a heck of a team.
Not many people stopped Darren McFadden in college. It waited to the NFL before he started.
That was a crazy year though. Then in that Florida game, we kept going. I think it was five fourth downs we went for, and it was just that was like our team that year. Like Les Miles like trusted us. We had such good leadership on that team, and it was like, look, y'all do it. We said, hey, let's go. I remember he kept telling us to go for it. And, you know, at some point we just expected it. I don't even think we ever on the field questioned whether or not we were going for it on fourth down. It was just like, all right, we know we're going for it. Let's just make sure. Let's confirm with the coach over there. And he was like, I don't think he ever blinked. He was just like, yeah, we're doing this.
And I'm going way back. There's some people that are probably following this season. But were you in on that little fake? It might have been past your time, but the fake field goal where the holder is down and he just flips it behind with the kicker, or was that already after you?
Against Florida?
No, it wasn't against
Florida. Against South Carolina?
Yeah.
Yeah, I was the one that flipped it.
That's what I thought, but I could not remember because it feels like it was yesterday, but hell, it was like.
It was at South Carolina. Steve Spurrier was the coach.
Yeah.
Yeah, flipped it over and Colt David ran it in.
Was your knee not on the ground? Would you have possession of the ball?
That's a question I've always had. Like, if you're a holder and you're holding it, your knee's on the ground, right?
Yeah.
So
how are you not down by like this is college football?
It's always been that way. I have a question about that play. How many times did you run it in practice that week, and what was the timing like? Like how many times did y'all screw that up in practice to then get it going in the game?
We'd been working on it for 2 years.
Yeah.
Yeah. So like it was one of those plays that like you have this like handful of fake field goals and fake punts that you do. And this was one we had been wanting to do for years. And so we were really good at it, like, in practice. Like, at first it took us a while. It was one of those things, like, hey, let's, after practice, when we first installed it, after practice, let's get, like, 10 reps of it, you know, every day for a week or whatever. And then we just started nailing it. And then, you know, took us 2 years to actually call it in a game. But we saw on film, like, the defense that that we wanted to see. And it was a Roxy call. It was called Roxy. And all of our fake field goals were usually called on the sideline as an alert. So we'd run over there, and then we'd get to the line of scrimmage, and we would kick a field goal unless I made the alert and yelled Roxy.
Yeah.
So like usually it's just ready, and then he snaps it or whatever. I see the defense, so if they line up right, then I yell Roxy. Then like ready snap or whatever. And so that's how it works.
Dude, I could talk football with this guy all day long, especially like the old school stuff. Cause I'm just sitting here reliving memories.
Yeah, old school's boring, right?
Well, it's just completely changed. Matt, thanks so much for stopping by. We got to get you back on, in the future to talk.
We'll
grab you. Also, I thought your boy would be bigger over there. I thought Jacob Hester would be a little bit bigger.
He's really, really shriveled up. And
thanks so much for coming on with me. I appreciate the time.
Yep.
That's Matt Flynn on the Morning Show Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer. How laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With AllTrails, you can discover and experience the best of nature, with over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with AllTrails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
As we are moving along here, we're actually going to move from a national championship, two-time national championship quarterback, to a one-time national championship quarterback here in a minute when Greg McElroy makes his way over, Abe.
Yeah, I'm excited to talk to him. I'm fascinated by what Matt Flynn had to say about LSU, and I definitely – I don't know if hammer's the right word, but equally fascinated to hear what Greg McElroy has to say about Alabama. And this is a team that is presenting today. I kind of said earlier, I think the media is going to go after Kalen a little bit, probably not deservedly so. As Greg McElroy now does sit down with us here, the morning shift SEC.
This guy has been creating news already.
I know.
On the day one.
That's all right. Nothing wrong with that. The question I have for you, Greg, and you know how we are in the media. Do you consider yourself a media member?
Because yeah.
I work with a former football player who is just adamant. Do not call him a member of the media. Randy McMichael refuses to be a member of the media, despite doing as well of a job. So you're a media member now.
I'm media.
Okay.
I don't love the title, but you have to just kind of call it what it is. Like, I mean, you can't – if you work in this profession, you're part of the media. Like, I hate to break it to you.
So maybe you've seen –
that bad. I don't know.
It's not. But that's, no, just, it's that's, not. That's Randy.
But now you get lumped in with people with hot takes and bad questions and can you
no
talk
question.
About and, you know, what are you going to do?
Right.
Kalen DeBoer in the Alabama contingent, quarterback missing. We thought maybe Ty Simpson would be here. He is not.
Yeah.
Has there been an explanation or any observations as to why?
No, I mean, I think it's as simple as he hasn't won the job yet.
Yeah. Is that a problem? I mean.
Not necessarily. I mean, in a perfect world, like when I was going through my quarterback competition in 2009, like I think I had it solidified by the end of the first day of spring practice. Like, I mean, it was just very clear. It was very obvious. Like, it was my turn. I had waited. You know, it wasn't dramatic at all. I mean, I don't think a single other guy ever got a number one rep. Like, it was just boom. And it was very seamless and it was easy to kind of identify that. And I could establish myself as a leader in spring. But if you don't have a guy that is clearly separated, like, there's nothing you can do. I mean, you have to kind of allow those guys to separate. And if a guy doesn't, then that competition now in college football, you see guys playing multiple quarterbacks throughout the course of a season now. So I don't think it's a problem. Ideally, you'd have your guy already. But I also don't think there have been a lot of scenarios down really horribly if that guy hasn't established himself. Because a couple years back, I remember sitting there, Brian Kelly's first game. LSU's playing Florida State. They're in New Orleans. And Brian Kelly's like, man, I got to be honest with you, this has been a brutal quarterback competition. I don't know which direction I'm going to go. We're going to go with Jaden Daniels, but this Nussmeier kid's really good too. So that, I think, kind of explains it. Like, if you got good options, it's not a problem at all.
Greg McElroy joining us, courtesy of Watson Farms, which we'll get to here in a minute because apparently they got some really good chicken there that Greg can expound on. As you know, we are in Atlanta. Our co-host, who decided to take vacation,
love that,
this week is Mike Johnson, one of your former offensive linemen.
Yes,
I've heard. I think it was a Mike Johnson national championship story you've told, but Michael talk about like practice, and he tells a story about getting into maybe yelling at Saban one day at practice, and then going to his office and apologizing. But you gotta have some Mike Johnson stories for us, because the guy seemed to be a little bit more angry when he played.
Well, actually, one of my favorite Mike Johnson stories is it predates Nick Saban, which is kind of hard to do in Tuscaloosa. But I just remember vividly, I remember sitting there, like Mike Johnson, the O-line coach before Joe Pendry, who was the O-line coach under Saban. Was a guy named Bob Connolly. And Bob Connolly, like, has kind of a funny voice. I knew what you did. Kind of, like, talks like that. Like, kind of has, like, a little bit of, like, a big chin, you know. I mean, you can just sense it. So I could just vividly remember Mike Johnson, like, having kind of practice and then going in to have a meeting with Bob Connolly.
I know what you're thinking, Mike Johnson. You're fat. I'm slow. I'm sweaty. It's hot. Coach Connolly's a huge jerk,
and like just wore him out. And it's like, here's Bob Connolly and here's Mike Johnson. It's like Mike Johnson could end his life right now. And these O-line coaches get off on like just ripping these guys that could wear them out. So that was like one of my earliest memories. I was a true freshman, and like the O-line coach just ripping Mike to death, because Mike is like a dang good football player.
Yeah.
Like, if not for injuries, that dude's still playing in the NFL. Like, one of the best guys I ever played with. And these O-line coaches, like, clearly saw something in him. Like, we're going to poke this cat until he gets going, because he was not a starter at that point and soon became one, man. But I don't know. I love that guy. He was such an important part of our team. And, you know, really, I mean, very helpful for me as kind of a young leader on the team to kind of follow his lead and kind of match how he held guys accountable.
It's funny you say that, because I saw the early anger from Mike. Because I covered him when he played with the Falcons,
right.
And I've traveled with them for years, and Mike doesn't even know we were in the same place at the same time. We were traveling with the team when he was playing with them, and we were talking about Bryce Young as he was coming out. And I said, well, Bryce Young would have been a lot better this in his last season of line, could have protected him. And he stood up, and we're in our studio, and he stands up, and I was like, oh, I might have poked the bear.
Yeah.
And he was like, no, we ain't talking about offensive line, because – And he came at me, and I was like, here I am taking it for the quarterback. So I saw right off the bat that I had poked the bear. But real quick.
He also I can kind of remember. Yeah, he is we've got each other on the sideline, like, right in each other's. We just both run hot. I mean, I don't really know how else to describe it.
That's what leaders and alphas do,
right? I guess. Yeah, I suppose. He was a little more alpha than me, though, just because he was 6'5", 310. You know, I was a little different. At 6'2", 220, I didn't quite have that level of alpha where I can end conversations with my fist. But I do like this too about Mike Johnson. Like, Mike Johnson, one of our other offensive linemen, David Ross. David Ross bet Mike Johnson a pretty substantial amount of money. I don't recall exactly how much. Might have been $1,000 for a college kid. This was like $1,000 might as well have been $2 million. For us back then. Like, we lived like kings at $600.
By the way,
like,
$1,000 might be $2 million for me right now. So.
Well, I don't know. I mean, I honestly, like, it was a substantial amount of money that Mike Johnson would be drafted in the first three rounds. And Mike Johnson took the bet, said there's no chance. And Mike Johnson, I think, got drafted like middle of the third round and had to pay up to my boy in college like $1,000. And he was a senior in college.
Oh, that's
you think
phenomenal.
He tried? So, oh my God! Do you want to talk about like the biggest night ever? Like, we had $1,000 to play with, and it was Mike's money. Let's go, boys! That was pretty fun too.
I've
forgotten
awesome.
That one.
I've never heard
right
of a story
now.
Of a guy that maybe was hoping to slide out of that round.
Yeah,
that was
Mike really
that
hope
night.
I fall to four.
Well, it's funny now. I know why his draft night, because he's told draft night stories before. Now I know why they were. Hey, who do you think? You know, there's a lot of talk about the position you play. You know, talk about something. You know, we don't have to talk about Mike Johnson the whole time. But who do you think right now is the best quarterback in the SEC? Because it seems like Arch is kind of being crowned in one way. There's some other guys coming back. I think DJ Lagway, if he stays healthy, has a claim to it. But you can play the position at a very high level. I mean, who do you think is the best quarterback in the SEC right now?
Yeah, Arch is he's the anointed, right? And understandably, I mean – I think with Arch, he transcends college football. Like, there are NFL fans in y'all's market, and I'm sure they're probably have a slight interest in what the Texas Longhorns are doing. Never watched college football, but, man, you know what? I'd like to check out Arch Manning, because he might be the next great one, right? I mean, we kind of long for the past, and Arch is kind of symbolic in a way of, oh, Peyton and Eli and my opinion, the best days in the history of the NFL were when Peyton, Eli, Tom Brady, and those guys in the mid to late 2000s were going toe-to-toe. Like, that, to me, was the heyday of the NFL. Doesn't mean that it's not still great. I just think that was my most enjoyable time consuming it. So I think that's why there's so much coverage of Arch. Is it overblown? Probably. You know, we can't really help it. It's already a bit of a firestorm. You almost kind of have to, at this point, lean into it. But, I mean, I don't know how you live up to the expectations that have been established for him. The best guy for me, though, I like Mateer from Oklahoma, John Mateer.
Let's go.
This guy's a stud.
Let's go. Like,
he's electric. You know, it's will it work as well in the SEC as it did against Mountain West competition?
Right.
You know, I don't know. Like, that's the big question. Like, watching the tape, the guy's unbelievable.
I love the fact that they had Jaden Ott next to him.
Oh, that helps a lot. I mean, just kind of a thumper, like, just a guy that's going to run behind his pads. Like, I think Oklahoma's sneaky.
That's what we're
real
talking about.
Sneaky. So I think, yeah, it's a good one to latch on to because there's four teams that have separated themselves. You have Bama, LSU, Georgia, and Texas. Those teams, I think, are separate. There's a little gap there, but I think next up is Oklahoma. I think they're that good. And if quarterback play can be as good as I think it can be and they can stay healthy, I mean, last year they had the injury bug. They had a real shot of, causing some serious problems.
Yeah, college football analyst for ESPN, Greg McElroy, joining us. Also national championship quarterback there for Alabama. We were talking earlier. I just think what Kalen DeBoer has walked into has been a little bit unfair, and it continues to be. But the conversation is going to be the conversation because fans make it the conversation. What does this year mean for him? What do they need to accomplish for him to get past this conversation, get this off his back, and really be dialed in knowing that Alabama's committed to him, he's committed to Alabama?
Well, I don't think anyone's questioning the commitment. Like, the university, the athletic director, the alumni, all 100% support Kalen DeBoer.
But noise is noise sometimes.
Noise is noise, but I don't think it's from sources that would have
enough impact.
Any impact whatsoever. Yeah. Just being very honest, guy's got a 10-year contract. Like, he's not going to. So, like, he could go 1-11, and it wouldn't make a difference. So I think when you look at all of this, there were four jobs that came open when Alabama came open last year. When Nick Saban retired, Michigan, Washington, and Arizona. Those three other jobs all came open. You could only recruit from those three places because the portal was closed for everybody else.
Yeah.
Everybody was recruiting Bama's players because guess what? They're better than players at Arizona and at Washington. Not necessarily Tetraroa McMillan, but that's an anomaly, okay? So if you look at those three programs, their coaches that took over those programs essentially had to kind of like sell their soul. Like, all right, guys, I'm desperate. If you leave, we don't have a team. We can't practice. You have to stay. I'll do whatever it takes to get you to stay. So they had to kind of give away the keys to the car. And as a result, I think outside of the last two games for Michigan, they were on track to be the most disappointing defending champ in the history of college football. Washington, off a national championship berth, went 6-6. Arizona was a preseason favorite in the Big 12, had everybody back, and went 4-8. So if you look at the other programs, was Bama's season really that bad? Okay, yes, you lose to Vandy, but sometimes you run into a buzzsaw. I ran into one at South Carolina in 2010. It happens.
Yeah, I remember that game.
I mean, it happens. Like, you just sometimes the team has a hot hand, you lose.
Alshon Jeffrey got everything that game.
Alshon Jeffrey went for like 210 and three touchdowns. It was absurd. They throw a pick in the end zone against Tennessee. They could have won that game and honestly had several opportunities to win that game. And if not for two throws, I think that game is probably a win for Bama. And then they didn't show up against Oklahoma. But still, 10-2 in your first season when most of the guys are not going to be held accountable the same way they would have been the year before because you had to give them everything just to get them to stay. I don't think it's necessarily fair. So I think Kalen's going to do it. He's a really good football coach.
Yeah, I think people just dismiss what he did at Washington. He had Michael Penix as the OC at Indiana. He had him one way. He played him one way because he needed to. And then they got out to Washington. He recreated what Michael Penix was and went to a national title game. Real quick, we got to get you out of here. Because I know you got to get on the air.
Yeah.
We got to go Wayne Sanderson Farms and their chicken.
Yeah, they're just the best, man. Like, I don't know about you guys. Like, I'm out grilling almost every night.
All the time.
Seriously, like almost every night right now. We actually got some tongs. We'll make sure you guys get a pair. There you go. We got the tongs rolling. We're in good shape. They're actually really nice tongs. I was like, these are great. I'll take one.
Already put one aside to make
sure.
I saw
this box in there. I was like, well, I can use this. I've got everything. I've got an egg, a Traeger. I mean, everything.
You can never have enough tongs. Like, I always get them dirty. Like, it's just ridiculous. So I'm glad that they brought such a great gift. But, like, I am really, really excited about this partnership. It just makes sense. Like, they've invested in our communities in the Southeast for so long. They've invested in the poultry science departments at several SEC universities. They're kind of aligned with our culture. So now to kind of make it a marriage, to see them as the official chicken of the SEC is just long overdue. Very, very excited about it. And you can go and get two tickets, airfare, hotel, all that stuff to the SEC championship game. swag, you name it. It's going to be a tremendous trip. All you got to do is just go to Sanderson Farms on Instagram, tag a friend, and you're submitted. They'll decide the winner a little later this year. So going to the SEC title game on Sanderson Farms Dime, that's pretty exciting as well. So,
that's really cool.
Really happy to have him in the team.
Greg, we appreciate it. We'd love to have you back when Mike's on the air with us. We can chop it up. We'll try to figure out how to make that work. But thanks so much for stopping
before
by.
Before our show, we're good. We'll make it happen. Tell Mikey, I'd say hello, please.
Will do. That's Greg McElroy, national champion, quarterback, ESPN analyst on the morning shift. We'll be back here live from SEC Media Days as we continue on. I think we might have some players come up. Who knows? On the morning shift, Sports Radio 99 The Game and
the Odyssey app.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
When MLB talent takes the field, reactions get loud.
Aaron Judge with a blast.
Oh, my God!
Full scheme.
Struck him out with 102.
Laser beam.
Ohtani,
walk off, baby! This is the best.
Witness baseball greatness for yourself at the ballpark. Yeah! Baseball is something else.
Yes!
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.